And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and on a Thursday morning to check the agricultural marketplace in Chicago from the CME Group. Futures are trading a bit lower in the corn pit, down about a half to three quarters of cents. Soybeans are off between 9 cents in the nearby contract to 3.5 cents in the deferred. The live cattle futures are up about $2.17. Feeder cattle are up $1.55. Hogs are up 50 cents for the day. And July wheat, just about a penny and a half lower overnight in the cash trade. We saw the national average basis for corn unchanged at 18 cents under the September contract. The DTN National Corn Index down 3 cents, $3.95. The national average basis for soybeans up a penny at 30 cents over the August futures contract. And the DTN National Soybean Index down 13 cents at $13.45. We'll take a more complete look at these numbers in just a few minutes. We'll be joined by Ellen Dearden from AgriView out of Morton, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Let's check now the update of the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
It is going to be a holiday weekend, and there's a lot of interest about the weather across the Midwest as we move forward through the next 48 hours, of course. And the outlook is looking not too bad for the majority of the region. We are going to see a few showers occur later today and into the night tonight across the eastern portions of the Midwest, mainly from the Great Lakes region, southeastward into parts of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Precipitation will be more significant further off to the east, with a large region of rain from the Carolinas into parts of New England. Of course, Hurricane Arthur will take center stage of the newsstands over the weekend. We're expecting to see the storm produce widespread significant rainfall and some windy conditions in eastern portions of North Carolina later today and overnight tonight. We will expect to see the precipitation from that storm system also working its way northward across New England, parts of New York and Pennsylvania. Even though the storm center itself will stay off the coast, we will still see quite a bit of precipitation disrupting the holiday activities. But in the heart of the Midwest, a surface high pressure system is going to settle into the region. We're expecting that surface high pressure center to keep the temperatures rather mild across the region today and tomorrow, with a lot of fair skies expected through the holiday. And as we get on into Saturday and Sunday, we'll likely see the high pressure system pulling off to the east, and in doing so, we'll likely see a return of some scattered showers and thunderstorms to parts of the Midwest. Those storms will likely begin in the western Corn Belt as early as Saturday afternoon, and we'll see the precipitation working its way on into the rest of the Corn Belt as we move into Sunday and Monday. The best chance for precipitation in the lower parts of the Midwest, where it has been drying down recently, will hold off until probably Monday into Tuesday of next week, and a follow-up disturbance coming along as we move into Wednesday and Thursday. So the bottom line is that everybody in the Midwest will have an opportunity for at least some rainfall at one time or another over this next full week, and the precipitation that results will be sufficient for supporting normal crop development and also still allowing for enough dry weather for support of any other farming activity that needs to be dealt with. The second week of the two-week forecast for the Midwest will continue to suggest that there will also be a tendency here for precipitation to be mostly light and not likely to be heavy, but still widespread across many parts of the region. And because of that, we'll likely see a continuation of favorable moisture conditions across most of the Midwest as we go further into the corn reproductive season. In other areas across the U.S., the conditions still look to be quite favorable, but probably the warm-up that's taking place across the plains will be of most interest as we move forward through this next 3 or 4 days. The temperatures in the Midwest, of course, will be quite cool, with a lot of 70s expected for highs, even some upper 60s over the next few days, or next, actually really today, and then we'll start seeing some warming take place after that. And the warm-up will likely see to it the temperatures get back into the 80s by the time we get to the heart of the weekend, and those 80s will become more common during the early part of next week, at which time we'll probably end up with seeing some temperatures that will get up into the lower 90s across the southwestern part of the Corn Belt and neighboring areas of the Delta. And as we move on out a little bit later next week, the warmth will likely continue, although with the increase in shower and thunderstorm activity coming up, we're probably going to see the temperatures back off just a little bit.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for his daily update of the growing region's weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet in Chicago at this hour. Nearby corn futures, that's the July contract, down a penny at 417.5, December at 416.75, a penny and a quarter lower, and the May at 435.25, 1.5 cents lower. July soybeans at 13.94 1/4, down a penny and 3/4, rather up a penny and 3/4. The August down 8 cents at $13.07. That's down 8. And the November beans at $11.38, down 3.5 cents. Bean meal is up $1.40. Bean oil 3 cents higher for the day. Bean meal down $1.40 and bean meal up 3 cents. Live cattle futures at 154.70, up 237.5. The August feeders at 217.80. $1.60 higher in lean hogs for the day at 131.37.5, or 57.5 cents higher. July soft red winter wheat, $5.60 1/4 cents. That's down a penny and a half. On the phone line to take a look at the opening numbers and what that trade might look like for the rest of the day is Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen. Apparently I'm colorblind and can't tell the difference between green and red this morning.
There you go.
Well,
good morning to you, Tom.
I'm sorry?
Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, yeah. Well, we're heading into a holiday, and apparently I'm in holiday mode a little early, so we'll try to get through the morning very quickly for you. As you turned your attention to the marketplace, some things that were happening, Census Bureau numbers were out at 8:30 a.m. I don't know whether you've had a chance to look at those. I haven't found them yet, but they give us a better idea of what USDA had done with the stocks numbers, and we'll try to figure that out as the day goes. And then the export inspections were out. Did they show anything different or unique that you saw this morning?
They were export bookings this morning, and I didn't see anything there that was too exciting. Actually, we're continuing to find buyers for U.S. corn, and we are also continuing to sell old crop beans. I mean, that seems like just, you know, something that's out there in left field, especially given USDA's numbers and their talk about what the stocks look like going into the end of this year.
Well, it will create some interesting problems for the market to have to resolve, trying to balance those two things out, what's happening actually with the export figures and continued old crop sales and what USDA is telling them about the grain stocks. And we'll know more about that with the Census Bureau numbers, and then not really again, I suppose, until September. And I guess that's when USDA might look back and say, well, the crop last year was bigger than we thought it was.
Yeah, you know, historically they do not change the previous year's crop during the summer months, but they could come in with a surprise, especially given they're trying to backpedal a little bit to figure out on the bean side of things how there's still going to be beans left at the end of the year. I think they're off at least by 30 million bushels. You know, either we got to ramp up imports, and that might be a little bit difficult or something.
Yeah,
I think the story this week, in addition to what the USDA data was, that the funds now net long position in beans is the smallest in 2 years. And we've been talking that in order for this market to go higher, you've got to flush out the long position holders and make them turn short before we can bounce backwards, but before we can really head higher. Commercials are not buying corn. We have had deliveries of corn. We've had deliveries of beans. You know, both of those say that commercials are pretty well comfortable. That seems odd given where, you know, where we thought we were, especially on the bean side of things.
Odd and would be a bearish factor, I take it.
Yes, yes.
How much downside potential is left in the marketplace, in your opinion, then?
On the corn side of things, we're going to find some support around this $4 area. 406 is the first support induced corn. $4, if we get through that, we'll get down around 380 to 382. On the bean side of things, I think we fully have another dollar's worth of downside to go, but we may still see bounces that are 50 to 70 cents. So I think the bean market could be bouncy, but feels very top-heavy to me, even at current levels.
Thanks for taking the time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Do appreciate it. That is Ellen Dearden. She's at AgriView in Morton, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday morning before the holiday. Tomorrow, the markets are closed. In fact, they close at noon today. All of our programming will come to you as usual, and with the exception of the midday at 12:58. We won't have that one as an update because the markets will have been closed by then. But other than that, we'll go through all the marketplace for the day. Tomorrow, Closing Mark Report and Commodity Week will air, but the rest of the programming will be on hiatus until Monday. It is the top of the hour now. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu. 9 o'clock in the Central Time, headed to a high of 74 degrees and a north-northwest wind at 5 to 8. Miles an hour in the Urbana-Champaign area today. Tonight, mostly clear and 53. And for the 4th of July holiday, sunny skies, 78 degrees, calm winds out of the east at 5 miles an hour will be beautiful. And for fireworks, Friday night, mostly clear and a low of 56 degrees. Light southeast wind. Saturday, sunny skies and 79. Saturday night, partly cloudy and 61. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny otherwise, with a high near 84 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.